For someone who has been single 7 years, you can definitely call me Single Pro Max. Hi guys, welcome back to Relationship Recipes. This is your host, Krimcat, and I am happy to be back with you. How are you doing? How is it getting into the holiday season? Everywhere we turn is Christmas, is carols, is nice costumes, nice decor. And as they say, it is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. I'm not the best singer, Sha, so don't expect too much. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Relationship Recipes. I'm excited as usual to be having a conversation with you. I remember last year at this time, we did a coffin season kind of exposition, just talking about how gets lonely during this time of the year and people make a lot of colossal relationship mistakes. But hey, here we are again, another coffin season. But either which way, I'm talking about something that is not really addressed, especially from the angle I want to address it today, and it's about being single and being tired of it. Like bruh, yeah, I know you're single, you should have a good mindset, you should have a positive outlook, you should not focus all your life on wanting to be in a relationship. I know, that's great, that's amazing. Especially for women, you get preached this at, or this gets preached at you a lot. And we understand, we get the memo. What if you truly, truly don't tire? And you don't want to be single anymore, right? I feel you. I'm making this video because I feel you, and to a very certain extent, I can say with all sense of humility, I can relate, you know. So this is for all those out there who have been single, who have been keeping positive vibes, who have been keeping positive outlook, who have been doing all the right things and are not still in a relationship and are genuinely tired of being single. In fact, you can call them single pro max because they've been single forever and they are ready to be in a relationship, but it just seems to not be happening. This is for you, and I'm not trying to tell you what to do about it. I'm just trying to sit with you, let us sip coffee and relate to each other, period. So, you know, as much as inspirational leaders say, oh, you know, tell you all these things, you know, you've been single forever, blah blah blah, you're not doing this right, do this better, or whatever it is they have to say, I'm not disputing it. Sometimes these tips actually work because there are things that you might be doing that might just be putting you on the wrong side of the whole relationship circle or love circle. But that's different. There are some times where you are not really a bad person, you're nice, you're sweet. Yeah, there are people that you've really actually asked the question, how come you're still single, you know, because they really come off as really nice, sweet, beautiful, handsome, you know, really good people. But then the question is, how comes it happens? And the truth is that the very first thing I want to say is, it's not weird to you, right? It's not weird to you. Oftentimes we feel like whatever it is we're going through, sometimes we're the only ones going through it in the world, or there are just so very few people going through it. And the truth is that that's not the case. You're single, you're tired of being single, you've been single for a while. I have been single for 7 years. There are several other people like you who are also in that state where they are tired of being single. So I'm not saying this to you to make you feel, oh yeah, we are many, it doesn't change how I feel, but to make you not look at yourself as though something is intricately wrong with you. Because oftentimes people make it look like, oh, something is wrong with you, you need to get to prayers and to go to shiro. I'm not disputing the fact that sometimes you've got to pray and prayer works, right? But sometimes you just need to sit down and understand that this is not an anomaly of mankind. There are so many things in life that we want that we don't necessarily have at the time that we want to have it. It doesn't mean we will not have it, but it just helps us to see better and to feel this sense of community when you know that this thing I'm going through, other people are also going through it. So it's not, you don't have the monopoly of singleness, Pro Max. You don't. Several people are going through it and they are actually done. They want to just be loved. They just want to be loved and, you know, cared for. but that's not their reality. So as much as it feels, you know, bad right now, just know that you're not alone. And this is one of the reasons why I encourage people to find community, because when you find community that is going through, I'm not talking about toxic community where you just keep ranting, and no, community where you build friendship and help yourselves positively navigate this season, it helps. I've seen people who have gone on adventures together, travel together through this season, because not necessarily because they are trying to pass time being single, or they are trying to wait purposefully, but because they genuinely relate to each other, that they are finding this season hard, so they are just going to make the best of it, since they can relate and form a friendship across a common ground of being single and tired, and they build a lifelong relationship that blossoms into something stunning. So you want to find community, and it is not so difficult, because as I have told you, you are not alone. And this community might be people around you that you're not really paying attention to the fact that the same thing is happening to all of you. But when you actually pay attention and you actually now start to have conversations, you can now see that, oh, this person is actually dealing with what I'm dealing with, like I'm not alone. And that kind of helps you. Now you already know the basics. They tell you build your life, build your career, you already do that, but you still want love, right? So for some people, you don't even, career is not all you really want to be. The deepest desires of your heart is to be a family person. Your career doesn't give you the fullest level of fulfillment. What gives you the fullest level of fulfillment is relationships, family. You want to actually build your own family. A career for you is just the way to make money so that you can sustain your family. So the priority of your life is actually family, and we need to respect that. There are people like that. There are some people that they are not all about building a career like you. Some people don't want to be a career big shot. Like, some people don't want to have, you know, all the money in the world. Do you understand? They are really actually okay just having a family to love. And we must respect that. So when we see those people say they're tired of being single, don't try to push them into building a career as an escape way for what they really want. You just have to have a positive outlook regardless. But then the fact that they want love is the fact that they want love. You can't change it, right? Now, so I've said to you the fact that you're not alone. You can find community that can help you navigate this season. Another thing about this season is that you don't hold times and seasons in your hand. As hard as that is to hear, my friend, my sister, my brother, you don't hold times and seasons in your hand. As much as you can desire something, you can want something, you do not hold times and seasons in your hands. If we did, we all would probably make money faster, fall in love faster, have children faster, because some people even fall in love, get married, and then they don't have children at the time they really wanted to. And that's to tell all of us that we don't actually hold times and seasons in our hands. And when you have that, you respect how life is, and any attempts to take everything into your hands and attempts to hold times and seasons in your hand, you might end up butchering your future and just making the wrong decisions. So you must have that at the back of your mind that, wait, I actually do hold times and seasons. I'm going to let life happen and everything will become beautiful in its own time. The next thing I want to say to you is the fact that you've got to encourage yourself again and again and find strength to keep going on. See, commit to the process and find things that fuel your soul in this season. This is the time to know who you really are. Find the things that fuel your soul in the absence of what you want, right? There are other things that fuel your soul. There are other things that make you happy. There are other things that make you happy, make you full, make you fulfilled. You want to find those things and feed on them, right? For some of us, it's reading. This can be the season you read the most books in your entire life. For some of us, it is socializing. For some of us, it is trying out things that we've never done. We try out new things. There are things that fuel your soul. Find those things and commit to them in this season. It's going to help you move forward. It's going to help you be able to navigate, you know, life and what is happening. It is very crucial, very, very important, and very helpful that you are able to fuel your soul, because your soul is the source of your life. And when you are in that place where you're desiring something and you're not having it, your soul gets the biggest hit, right? scripture says that hope deferred makes the heart sick. You have hope for something and it's not happening. It's making your heart sick. It'll make your soul sick. So you have to fuel your soul so that you can find strength to keep going in that season. The next thing I say to you is keep hope alive. See, never become hopeless. I know it's hard, but never allow the difficulty of navigating this season make you give up the beautiful life ahead of you. Keep dreaming. I mean, keep actively dreaming about the desired future you want. Think about it. Create imaginations in your mind of your desired future, of what you want. Keep looking at it in your mind. Keep imagining your family, your wife, your children, your husband, your children, building a life of your dreams. Don't stop putting it on your vision board that you want to have a family, you want to have a spouse, you want to have... Don't stop. Like, keep hope alive. Hope is the bane of humanity. It is what anchors us to this world. If you don't have hope, you're as good as dead. You need to have hope. You need to keep hope alive about what you desire. You need to keep looking at it, no matter how disappointing it feels to go year after year without having it. Keep hope alive. It is important for your dream. If your dream will come to pass, you have got to keep hope alive. Don't give up at any point because it's hard for you to now have what you want, right? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Now, the next thing I'll say to you is the fact that you shouldn't lower your standards. I know. See, a lot of women especially find themselves in this state. They feel like, oh, I want something, but I'm not really finding what I'm... And when I mean standards, I'm not talking about unrealistic standards. I'm talking of even unrealistic standards are met, not to talk of realistic standards. This is just a little detour, but every standard can be met. Not to talk of realistic standards. Don't start lowering your standards of maybe sex, of money, of infidelity, of truth, honesty. Don't lower character standards of integrity because you're not finding what you want. No. Oftentimes, the point at which people lower their standards is just when they're about to find what they need and what they've always wanted. Don't lower your standards. Don't give it up. Don't feel like by lowering your standards, you're going to now finally have what you want. I beg you, my friend, don't lower your standards. What you desire is out there. You can find it and you can build that life. This is my appeal to you. No matter how hard it gets, don't lower your standards to be able to say, oh, you know, I want to find love, so at all costs, I will now lower my standards. No, don't lower your standards. So guys, if you're sitting on this circle, you're sitting on this couch, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with being tired of being single. Don't make anybody make you feel bad that you're tired of being single and they're telling you to focus on something else. You want love, can't? It's not straight enough that that's what you want, right? So don't feel like, oh, you have to give it up. You don't have to give it up. Your feelings and your desires are very valid, and I want you to hold on to them. I know it's hard, but then your best days are ahead of you. And this is me leaving you with love and light, your sister that understands and is probably sitting in the same chair you're sitting in. All my love to you. See you on the next episode. Bye for now.